Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's video, I'm not looking at r/entitledparents, but it's very similar. Don't worry. r/entitledpeople. Our first story today is an absolute banger. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's all about a stereotypical Chad on Tinder, pretty much just trying to ruin an innocent person's life. The most entitled guy I met on a dating site. This took place between 2004 and 2005. My sister convinced me to do a Lava Life account, thinking no harm. The worst part was my mum decided to play around with my profile as I went to the bathroom. Yeah, dumbest thing I know. During setup, she put some of what she thought I was or should be into. So yeah, she told me, entered saved, and we waited for a few days. There was a few hits and a few misses. Most of the people hitting my profile kind of just turned me off. When I saw what my mum had put, I was fuming. My mother attempted to say I was into sports. I wasn't. She did some other changes to my profile and claimed it would get me a date. I was annoyed because she didn't trust me to make my own dang decisions with a guy. After about a week, I got messaged by this one guy. I will call him Eric. He was kind of interesting, at least I guess, by his photograph. We talked for about a day or two and chose to meet up. He told me to pick the restaurant, which I did, and also, since I was between classes, we could meet. We met in front of an Indian restaurant, which my parents were friends with the owner. Eric showed up and already started to give me a bad feeling. He said he didn't like my choice and dragged me to an old Chicago instead. He paid, and I guess that was fine, but he was annoyed that I was eating a salad instead of a huge pizza. I had to tell him I was in Taekwondo and needed to be light before class. You'd think he'd understand that, but he said that wasn't a real sport and thought it was weird. Wait, sorry, if Taekwondo, you know, the martial arts sport in which you literally try and punch and kick people, isn't a sport, then I don't know what is. I was a bit annoyed, but I smiled and thought, okay, this is only a date. He'll leave me alone after he finds out we're not a match. Yeah, no, he decided to ask me about some plans for about a week later. I had a convention I was going to, though. When I told him my plans, he said nowhere on my profile did it say I was a nerd. I explained that my mother helped me set up and deleted part of my hobbies. He just told me, whatever, just cancel my convention plans and go and see a football game with him and his pals instead. I put my foot down at this point and said no, but he said since he'd made the effort to meet me, I owed him one. I was seriously angry and left. He paid my bill, but he messaged me via email, which I forwarded to my mother, telling her what this guy did. He told me the time of the game and what he wanted me to get to prepare. I literally ignored him and went to the convention. I'd already booked a hotel room and had friends rooming with me. I didn't tell them about the Lava Life screw up, and I just internally moved on. As soon as I got to the hotel, my mum called to say Eric was on his way to the hotel. She believed he was joining me for the weekend at the convention. Oh god, he showed up and looked fuming. He demanded I unbook my room, which he said was a waste of money, and demand a refund on my badge because we were going to a football game. One of my friends, I will call Scott, who is a peacekeeper and was on security for the con, asked the guy to leave. Of course, the guy said I was his girlfriend, and at that point, I'd had it. I am not your girlfriend. You should have gotten the hint when I didn't reply to your demands to see a game. I literally hate football. He got mad and told me he would give me a bad review on the account. I just told him good, and Scott made me get on his laptop after the guy left to shut down that Lava Life account. After the incident, I got an email from some guy named Paul, who was Eric's friend and ride. He actually apologized for what happened and hoped I'd had a good convention because Eric ruined the football game for him and his wife. Paul said, "We should have actually gone to your convention because you actually sound like a way better person to hang out with than him." So overall, Eric was just an entitled butthole who just felt he had to boss me around. Well, when even Eric's friends want absolutely nothing to do with the guy, I think it's then pretty obvious that this guy is just a jerk. Well done for, you know, not giving in to his demands, not going to the football game, and ultimately deleting your account. I don't really know why your mum was messing with it in the first place, because ultimately it was her fault that you actually met this guy in the first place. But anyway, that aside, well done for getting rid of Eric, because he seems like an absolute douche. Right then, moving on to our second story. Bought a company full of entitled employees. I, a 48-year-old female, don't come from wealth. This has been a blessing that allows me to relate to people from different backgrounds. I'm CEO of my own company, which started really small and grew gradually into a very healthy structure. I've given 22 years of my life to building the type of business that I wanted. I still have some road to walk. 2 years ago, one of my partners and I came across a company whose owner was about to retire. We put our heads together and decided on the pros and cons of the acquisition. First of all, I wanted to understand how the company worked, management-wise, and if our working platform would benefit from it. This was even before we signed an NDA and got insights on EBITDA, etc. We agreed on just getting an appointment and pitching a project partnership. It would be a win-win situation even if we didn't dive on the buyouts. Initially, I was treated super nicely over the phone. We had our meeting though, and it was a complete disaster. The company set us up for a meeting with department sub-managers. Three of them acted really professionally. The senior manager, a 61-year-old male though, was hostile. There was no discussion on buying the company because it was an internal strategy for us. He quizzed us, berated us, and raised his voice. I quickly identified that he's used to treating his employees this way, and this is, you know, just how he works. I don't know if he felt threatened by something, or if he just wanted to go on a power trip. There was one woman, a 56-year-old, who kept making disgusted, twisting her lip faces. To our surprise, the senior manager suddenly changed his tune, mellowed down, and said he wanted the partnership. He even had his assistant assign a date for a full-on meeting with our out-of-state project partners. We confirmed twice, called on everyone, accommodations were paid for, and we exchanged emails towards the upcoming meeting. They cancelled the morning of the event. No apology and no reason at all. His assistant actually denied everything and said we misunderstood, even when we brought up our long trail of email conversations. The assistant said, "Let me check with our senior manager," and came back with, he says maybe some other time? We went on full survival mode and were able to get a new venue and pulled a shotgun meeting with a willing and helpful company that has been very supportive since the beginning of my career. It all worked out. We tied down any loose ends and launched the partnership elsewhere. COVID, of course, hit last year, and the company owner was more than motivated to sell. He was no longer insistent on the initial price, and we never told him about the incidents, because we don't actually know if the people were his teacher's pets or would create any type of interference. The company was sold with all terms satisfied by June 2020. The entire staff was notified after the fact, and this is very normal. There was no grand entrance, nor any miserly attitude on our side.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know when a bully is pooping in their pants? When they suddenly send you elaborate emails of goodwill telling you they are elated by the company's new direction. We sat down with each director to hear their concerns and ideas. Nobody was wrecked into offering apologies. The only hard conversations that took place were with that same lady who was making the disgusted gestures, who came in asking if she was going to get fired. No, she didn't. And the senior manager, who first tried to suck up to us and attempted to exert dominance later, which by the way was a desperate bid to retain his fading power. We thwarted their strategy in both cases by demanding they put their perceived grievances in writing. Crickets. Nobody wants to admit to hostile meetings and stepping over boundaries in written communication. We changed most of the structure, cut down on happy spending by the staff, and cut all their royalty treatment BS. We valued their expertise and know their long years on the job turned them into sacred cows. But that was back then. This is now. Nobody got harassed, reminded of their poor attitude or anything. We just took their untouchable status away. Nobody is indestructible. Some employees were let go, but we got new employees for areas that were just underperforming for a true lack of a chain of command. Miss Twisting Mouth Lady's department was upgraded and automated. She only needs two people working for her, not six. We discovered she was the senior manager's favourite ally, well, employee, and had a tendency to mirror his attitudes to gain his approval, hence the mouth-twisting and unsavoury actions. The senior manager kept his job, but he's no longer allowed to preach religious stuff or give stuff away to his church. We have a corporate responsibility program for that, and any contributions need to be recorded. Nope, you can't just give your pastor our discarded lounge furniture. Nope, you can't rub your PhD in theology in everyone's faces. This shouldn't be your source of power. By the way, the past giveaways were never recorded and were verbally attested. We weren't interested in recovering them because they were years ago. Now, I don't know how he feels about having to report to us, but that's his problem. Also, everyone is now required to wear a uniform. We don't need a fashion runway on weekdays. Nobody gets to show off their expensive suits unless on a casual day. So far, we are functioning, but we have been effective at disabling their power trips. We never fired them because part of what was going on came from the previous owner not paying attention to these details. He's probably about 87 years old, and he delegated too much on them. The formerly conceited staff know they can leave if they are challenged to act sensibly, but good luck starting over. Alright, so to sum up what was going on there, in my opinion, it sounded like a lot of, how do I put this nicely, brown nosing, butt licking, that sort of stuff going on, people trying to, you know, get on the good side of their boss, trying to get that promotion, trying not to get fired sort of thing. Realistically, when you go in and you buy a company, a new company with all their staff, you obviously want to maintain as much of that workforce as possible because those people are the people who, you know, run the business. They understand what's going on in that situation. They've been at the company for a long time and it's good to keep them on board. You don't want to just go in and fire everyone and their mother, would you? Well, I mean, you don't really see the benefit of that. But if they are entitled like this, honestly, it must have been really tempting for OP and their partners just to go, you know what, let's just start again. Let's just go and recruit some new employees because these lot, oh my god, they are terrible. But you know, seriously, well done OP for keeping the majority because it would have been easier to just get rid of them, I reckon, in the long term. But yeah, enough brown licking, enough catwalking, enough flexing on each other and, you know, trying to one-up everyone and imitate each other and trying to get on everyone's good side. Let's just do some work, shall we? Relax, do your work, stop effing about. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video on r/entitledpeople, not parents this time. I actually think this might be my first video I've done that is dedicated to the r/entitledpeople subreddit rather than, you know, parents or kids, that sort of stuff. So, if that is true, which I believe it is, I mean, if it's not true, there'll be a video on r/entitledpeople here. If there isn't one here, then it's true. And I want to know, did you guys like it? If you did, drop a like, comment. I really loved it, Jack. Thanks so much for the good vid, mate. But make sure that the mate is an M and then an 8, so I know you've watched this far. And yeah, if you comment that, I'll give you a heart and it will let me know that you've watched the entire video and you've enjoyed it. All right, see you later with some more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.